Today's Tanya for the seventh day of Menachem Av is Igeres HaKedesh. It's Simon Gimel, third letter. It's on Daf Kuf Dalid Amid Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 398. This letter deals with the virtue and the uniqueness of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Begins with a quote from a pasuk in Yeshaya, in the Navi, Vayilbash tzedakah kisiryein. He clothes himself with tzedakah, in tzedakah, as with an armor, the keva Yeshua b'reshe, and a hat of salvation is on his head. The Dov Shirizal, and the sages explain the verse. We learn from it that ma'asir yein zeh, just as this coat of armor, kol klipo klipo mitztarefes l'sir yein godel, the armor is made up of scales, and each scale adds to the completeness of the armor, and it's the collection of little scales that makes up the big suit. Af tzedakah, the same thing is tzedakah, which is mentioned in the pasuk, that he wears tzedakah like an armor. What is the connection of tzedakah to armor? Because in tzedakah also called peruto peruta mitztarefes l'cheshbon gadol, every individual coin, every cent adds up to a big amount. Pirish shasir yenosi kashkashim al nikovim, which means that the coat of armor, the mail, is made of scales covering over gaps, openings. The heim meginim, and it's the scale that protects shelo yikanes chet v'nikovim, that the arrows should not be able to penetrate through the gaps. The same is true with the act of charity, the act of tzedakah, that it's the coins that cover up the gaps, and when you have many coins, it protects completely. So the meaning of this is, because tzedakah is greater of all the greater than all the mitzvahs, all the other commandments, shemehem nasim levushim lahaneshama, because from them the performance of other mitzvahs produces a garment hanimshachem eirin sev baruchu mibchin asev of kolalme. This garment that is created for the soul as a result of doing mitzvahs is the light of God that is called sev of kolalme. That level of godliness which transcends the world and surrounds the entire world equally. As has already been explained earlier in Tanya, what surrounding the world and permeating the world mean, filling the world and surrounding it. So the garment that comes from doing mitzvahs is the garment of godliness that surrounds the world. Through an awakening, the initiative below, when the Jew does the mitzvah, this causes God to make himself available in the world. He, mitzvah Hashem v'ratzno yim baruch hu. So when a person arouses himself to do mitzvahs, he thereby causes God to become a garment to envelop the person with his will, which is the divine will. And the will is transcendent, it surrounds the world. Primarily, this godliness that is revealed into the world becomes a garment and a transcendent light to the 10 attributes as they appear in the 4 worlds of Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, and Asiya. Hamishtal sheleiz mi'ilo li'ilo madrega l'madrego hanikroiz b'shem emalek olam. These 10 attributes are linked with each other like a chain, so that every link in the chain is connected to the ring below it. And so it goes from level to level in a gradual process, and this is called filling the world. In other words, the logically progressive godliness that goes step by step, that permeates the world, that fits in the world. Whereas the godliness that surrounds the world is a radical godliness. It doesn't follow step by step, and therefore it is not of the world, it transcends the world. Which means that the transcendent light, the infinite light of God, clothes and illuminates the chain of worlds, of the attributes, in all four worlds, so that the internal godliness is surrounded by the transcendent godliness, and it is from there that the ten attributes of Atzilus devolve into the lower worlds of Bri Yitzir Asiya al Yedei Tzimtzum Otzum through an intense contraction of the light, Hamavua Be'etz Chayim V'nikra Epnimi. And this contracted light that comes from the world of Atzilus into the lower worlds, this is called an internal light. It is a light that fits the world and that is measured to the capacity of the world, in each world according to its capacity. So there's more godliness in the world of Bria, and then less in the world of Yitzhak, and even less in the world of Asiya. And that's called an internal godliness, because the external, the transcendent godliness, illuminates in all worlds equally, indifferent to the distinctions between the worlds. By Deikim HaMitzvahs, and through the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, Nimshach E'makif Hanal, that's what causes this transcendent light, the overriding godliness, to come down and reveal itself, Omeyev Techo Esesviriz Da'abiyah, and it illuminates within the ten attributes of the worlds, in other words, within the internal process of the world, Omisyachidim Ha'epnimi V'nikra Yichud Kushabrichu Shintik Meshkosu Makimachid. And when this transcendent light merges with the internal light, internal godliness, this is called the union of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that part of God that transcends the world, and Shechinah is that part of godliness that fills the world, and when they're united, it is called the union of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechinah. When she calls it Mokim Acher, as is explained elsewhere. And from a ray of a ray of that transcendent godliness, which comes through a great contraction, that light also becomes a garment to the three parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach neshama, of the Jew, when he's in Gan Eden, either the higher Gan Eden or the lower Gan Eden. So that the result is that the neshama, as it is in Gan Eden, is capable of understanding, of grasping at least a ray of this transcendent light. And that's why the sages say that the reward for mitzvahs in this world does not exist. There can't be a reward for mitzvahs in this world, because in this world we can't tolerate, we can't grasp that level of godliness which is made available in the world to come, in Gan Eden. Because in this physical, finite, and severely contracted world, no element of that infinite light of God can be clothed in this world other than through the ten attributes which are called the body of godliness. The attributes represent the body. As it says, chesed rei yemino, kindness, which is one of the attributes, is the right arm, and etc. Severity is the left arm, and so on. So the infinite godliness, which is called the transcendent, the Eid HaSeviv, that which surrounds the world, cannot reveal itself in this world without clothing itself and being restricted by the 10 attributes which make up the body of godliness. Because just as the physical body, which clothes and houses the godly, the soul, the body there's no comparison between the physical body and the soul. In the same way, the divine attributes, the 10 attributes, in the highest world of Atzilus, which is described as the body of godliness, these attributes being a body compared to the neshama, the attributes are completely insignificant and have no comparison whatsoever with the infinite godliness, which is Seviv Kolam. Because even the highest level of Chachma, Shehide Shison, which is the first of the 10 attributes, he bebechina sasiya gufnis lagabi ensev baruch hakameshkasa vukote atmodim, the highest level of intellect of Chachma, even in the divine levels of Chachma, the wisdom, the Chachma, is as insignificant as a physical act from God's perspective. In other words, compared to the infinity of the godliness, which is the Seviv Kol Almim, even divine wisdom is completely insignificant as a physical body is to a soul. Ilozeis, and because of this, the Ma'is HaTzdako Gmilas Chasadim Sha'odam Eichom Mipeiriseim Be'elam Hazeh, from the act of mitzvahs, of tzedakah, and from kindness, giving loans and so on, which the person enjoys the benefits, eats the fruit of it, enjoys the benefit of it while he's in this world. Yesh nekavim al derech moshe b'levusha elyon hamakif al gufo heim hakelim d'yitzvidus. There are openings, there are holes, so to speak, in the divine garment, which are the 10 attributes. That make up the body of godliness. L'hoye mehemu l'ashpia eva shefa mechesed v'e yemina. Eidach yomim be'elam hazah hagashmi v'eshe v'kovid medvei esmolo. That from there should come down into this world kindness that comes from God's right arm. And that results in length of days in this physical world. And wealth and honor, that comes from God's left arm, from severity, v'chein v'tifedez v'heid v'hadar v'chedva. The same is true also with beauty and with glory and with gladness and so on. Ach, k'dei shelo yinku hachitzeinim l'mayla me'er v'shefa hamishtal shevayeded l'mata mata adelam hazah hagashmi, in order that unholiness should not be able to draw off, to siphon off from this divine giving that comes down from the higher world to the lower world, down to the physical world, that the klipa shouldn't be able to siphon off some of that energy. V'chein l'mata l'hogin ala adam, and also to protect the person here below, and to save him from all bad, both physical and spiritual bad. For that you have the transcendent light that reveals itself again, not through the individual 10 attributes, which make up the body of the armor, but this is the coat of the armor, and that closes up all the gaps in the armor, so to speak. Because this is the transcendent light, and it covers, it drapes everything from head to toe, therefore it covers all the gaps that are left in between the divine attributes, which are separate, finite entities, and therefore leave spaces between them. And that's why the sages say that the pennies add up to a large amount. Why use the word large? Ki godu Hashem umuhulo mi'ed b'lisevetachus u'gvul chas v'shalom. Because this is a reference to that part of God which is great, which is godu, which is endless, that has no beginning and has no end, God forbid. So the mitzvahs themselves make up the body of the armor. But in the body of the armor, there are gaps. And in order to fill those gaps, or to cover those gaps, we have the mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah reveals and brings into play the endless and infinite godliness, and that envelops the entire body from head to toe and covers all the gaps that are left by the other mitzvahs. And that's why he compares tzedakah to a coat of mail, because the mail covers in, fills in the empty spaces, the gaps, on the structure, on the skeleton of the armor. In the Hayyim Yain for the seventh day of Menachem Ov, the Rebbe says that in Agedas HaKedesh, which we're studying now, the first letter, which begins Peschem Bebracha, Sif Aleph, Simon Aleph, was written 10 years before the second letter, which is the letter of Kotenti.